Hello again, everyone. Starting the new week, I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. That website, weather.utexas.edu. It's Monday, the 25th day of July, 2022. As we start the new week, really not that much has overall changed. We got to 105 yesterday out of Camp Mabry, tied a record out there. Folks, the upper-level ridge of high pressure continues to dominate all across the southern U.S., all the way from the southwestern U.S., eastward across North Texas and parts of Oklahoma, and then into the lower and middle Mississippi Valley of the southeastern U.S. Big old ridge of upper-level high pressure acting like a lid on the atmosphere. And what we've noticed is it tending to become a little stronger out over the Four Corners region and also off to the northeast over parts of the Mississippi Valley in the southeast U.S. A little bit of a weakening of the pattern over North Texas and Oklahoma. So we're kind of get a weakening sort of in the middle of this upper level ridge of high pressure. That's going to be dominant, particularly by mid and late week, as we watch a surface cold front underneath that at the surface, coming about as far south as Lubbock, maybe Wichita Falls, back along the Red River north of the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and then back into the state of Arkansas. Folks, that front will never get this far south. Even as far as it does come south, I don't think any thunderstorms will be this far south. They'll be limited to areas of parts of central and north Texas to our north. And that just really means more of the same temperature-wise. Temperatures still at or above 100 over the coming days. I think we probably won't be seeing the 106 or 107 anytime real soon that we saw in the last couple of weeks. But certainly between 100 and 105 for Austin and for South Central Texas over the next 7 days. And am I seeing much of a chance of rain? Absolutely not. Tropics remain pretty quiet, at least the tropics that we're interested in, the Atlantic Basin, including the Gulf of Mexico, looks quiet over the coming days. And even the 8 to 14-day outlook, which is a climate outlook prepared by the Climate Prediction Center in College Park, Maryland, folks, they're not seeing anything either, indicating above-average temperatures continuing through at least the 5th of August, with I guess rainfall being a little closer to seasonal averages. That may be some good news in the 8 to 15-day outlook. But still, remember, we don't get that much rain this time of year anyway. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center over the next 7 days for Austin suggests nothing as far as rainfall is concerned. A dry, summer-like weather pattern with above-average temperatures continues. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Monday, 25th day of July, 2022. I'll update my 7-day forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Tuesday morning. Have yourself a good Monday. We'll talk again tomorrow.